Tennessee a winner this afternoon in South Bend, Indiana, 62-51 over the Irish of Notre Dame. We're joined courtside now by the head coach of the Lady Vols, Pat Summitt. And Coach Summitt, you know, it's one of those games where it wasn't the best thing in the world to look at, but considering the fact that you only shoot 32% from the floor and are able to come in to Notre Dame and beat the number 12 team in the country, that's got to give you something to go home with.
Well, I agree with you, Mickey. I think a little adversity goes a long way sometimes, and I was just really pleased that we maintained our composure, and we obviously did not shoot the basketball well, but we rebounded it, and we did other things that we had to do. And when you went on the road shooting as poorly as we did, you know, you got a little grit in you, and this team fought hard.
On the defensive end, in the first half, you forced them into 15 turnovers. They never had a game this year where they had more than 20.
Right.
But in the second half, the turnovers ended. Was it because they made adjustments, or was it because the defensive intensity fell off a little bit?
I thought a couple things. I thought defensive intensity was not as it should have been, not as strong as it was in the first half. I thought they attacked us and were much more aggressive, and maybe we got a little bit complacent or on our heels. But all in all, foul situation with Lex, she had to be a little bit more conservative. I thought that was one factor right there. And then certainly with Shauna not being able to get in a rhythm today, I think our guard play just, we couldn't be quite as aggressive.
Yeah, it was almost like a game with two halves. I mean, two completely different halves. In the first half, you got some good quality minutes out of people off the bench like
right.
Fluker, like Fuller, like Dosti and Redding, but you didn't get that in the second half when you inserted them in the game.
We didn't. I was disappointed with our bench play in the second half up until I thought Sybil came in and played tough down the stretch. I thought Spencer came back and did a good job for us when Dom went out, but we just didn't have the consistent performance from the individuals that we had typically had. Maybe being in this environment, I was sitting there looking and saying, well, Alex Fuller's a freshman. Candace Parker's a freshman. Dosti is a sophomore. You know, Anna Sickey's a sophomore, but she's a little more seasoned.
Right.
Zolman, as a senior, has pretty much been taken out of the game. So we had a lot of young players tonight that for whatever reason, at times played young. But I think, again, when you're in a setting such as this, we had a chance to fold. We didn't. We maintained, again, our composure. And I just think it's going to be a good character builder for this team and also help us as we move forward and play in some hostile arenas.
Does it show this team that there's going to be nights to where this team can't rely on a Candace Parker and Shauna Zolman on the offensive end of the floor and that some other people had better step up?
Great point. I think that what happens sometimes when you have players that have been carrying a big responsibility, a big load on the offensive end, you don't feel like you have to do as much. And I think this team needs to understand that this is a team game and we're playing it that way. And just like, say, for example, Fluker. I mean, Fluker did some good things today. Didn't think her second half play was quite where it needed to be. But then you have Anna Sickey and you got Fluker and you got Parker inside. But also we're expecting Alex and Sybil and, you know, that front line game ought to be solid.
Yeah, Fluker with 9 rebounds in this afternoon's game. And one thing about Candace Parker, she was 3 of 11 shooting the basketball today, but still finished with 11 rebounds. So I guess from a coaching standpoint, it's good to see her do other parts when she's cold shooting.
Absolutely. And what happens a lot of times, I think, Mickey, with some players, and I talked to Candace about this in the course of the game, is if they're accustomed to being the go-to offensive player and the shot's not falling, you know, they won't do other things. And I told her, I said, I don't care if your shot's not falling. You're taking great shots, but you got to pound the glass and you got to get down and play solid defense for us. And I thought she did that.
It was real obvious early on that Notre Dame was going to face guard Shauna Zolman, keep her away from the basketball, and it worked. In situations like that, is it almost imperative that the rest of the team shoots the ball well? Because if you can shoot it well, does it not make them maybe get away from that triangle in one
it
or
does.
Box in one, whatever
well,
they're doing.
There's, to me, two foods of thought, and I shared this with Shauna. I said, Shauna, they're probably going to run a box in one on you. We worked on this before we came here. And I said, We can focus on running sets to get you open, or we can get everybody else involved. And I said, I think right now we'll be better off just get everybody else involved, because you're going to need some help tonight from your teammates. And what happens if you don't involve them early, then it's hard to involve them late.
Right.
And I thought we got that mission accomplished. And, you know, I said, Shawnee, you just sometimes you have to live with a night in which you had limited touches, but the team won, and that's what happened.
So basically what you're saying is from this game, there's a lot this team can learn from this game.
Absolutely.
This afternoon.
Absolutely. And you can do it and still be in the win column, and a lot of teams couldn't do that.
A win is a win.
That's right.
All right.
Take it.
All right, good win, Pat.
All right, thanks.
All right, head coach Pat Summitt, as Tennessee wins it 62-51, we'll return to the Joy Center at Notre Dame in just a moment.